This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In our weekly series, Vital Signs, New Limits on Sugar for Kids. The American Heart Association recommends ages 2 to 18 should consume no more than 25 grams of sugar a day, no food or drink with added sugars for children younger than 2. I talked about this with Dr. Joanne Carson, a professor of clinical nutrition at UT Southwestern Medical Center. The recommendation is about added sugars.
Right.
So can you explain briefly what that is?
Basically, that stuff that comes in little packets that you add to your tea. You know, it's
like
sucrose.
The sweeteners and, yeah.
It's sucrose.
It's added to most of what we eat.
But most of the added sugar that children are getting comes from some kind of beverage, cookies and cakes and candies. And this statement is regarding children.
Now, we've had warnings for the longest time about sugars and what we eat, including what kids eat. What's different about this one?
The American Heart Association has been a leader in stepping out and making a number for people to use on the issue of added sugar. So they first did this on adults a number of years ago. This one is specific for children. 6 teaspoons or 25 grams. So 6 teaspoons would be like 6 of those little white packets of sugar that you might add to your tea.
So what are we talking about in terms of what kids could or could not have?
Like, say, a glass of chocolate milk gave you maybe 6 or 8 grams of added sugar is my guess off the top of my head. If you drank 1 12-ounce carbonated sugared beverage, you exceeded it, you know, in a day.
Why is the American Heart Association stepping forward?
Children who start consuming a lot of added sugar, particularly in the form of beverages at an early age, are more likely to develop all the things that contribute to heart disease, like they get high triglycerides in their blood, they become overweight, they may become hypertensive as a result of being overweight, and all of those increase your chances of getting heart disease. Now, you might look across the desk and tell that I've been around a while. So when I was a kid, a sugar-sweetened beverage wasn't very available. You know, it was once a week at best.
Mm-hmm.
My generation of people who are almost at Medicare, we're experiencing hypertension, obesity, heart disease, but we didn't have high triglycerides or hypertension at age 15 or even 30. But now we're seeing those medical problems in kids who are 12. And so that means they may have a heart attack at age 35 instead of age 70.
Because they have more access to the sugary products and or because they're not as physically active as they used to be.
So the physical activity certainly may play a role, but they're consuming much more added sugar in their diet.
Cereal and all of that.
Cereal, but again, I would say the biggest places where people are getting added sugar for kids is sugar-sweetened beverages. You know, the classic soda kind of option, but also the energy drinks and, you know, sports drinks and that type of thing.
That cuts out a lot of what's available then for beverages.
You know,
so what's the recommendation?
Water. Go for, you know, regular low-fat milk instead of sweetened milk. Eat the fruit itself instead of the juice. But certainly when you're drinking juice, use small amounts of juice and use real juice.
Does it help at all just to limit the amount of sugary beverages, or should they just cut them out altogether?
No, I think the two probably most important take-home messages out of this for practice are, number one, don't introduce very young children to added sugar. It's better just up until age 2 not to expose them to added sugar so they don't acquire as much of a
don't
preference
form that habit early.
Right. And then after that, cut back. I believe that the number of the average grams of sugar in the child between the age of 2 and 18 is 80. And we're saying cut back to 25. So even if you don't make it down to 25, for the average kid, cutting it in half would be a really good thing. Dial it back. But this doesn't mean there's some parents listening who don't let their kids have sugar. And we're not telling them cut back, double it, you know. It's all right to have some added sugar in your diet. Just have it in rather significant moderation compared to what the average kid is doing.
Dr. Carson, thank you for being with me.
Sure.